The high cost of oil is already putting a strain on budgets across the country. Dan Kohler with Wisconsin Environment says that could help to build interest in clean energy technologies.
Increasingly, a greater share of their paycheck is going into heating their homes and to powering their vehicles. So I think really the public's attention is very well focused on this issue now.
Kohler says state and federal officials need to push for making new and existing buildings more energy efficient.
We could have buildings and homes that are generating on-site energy enough to supply their own needs, and potentially even feeding some of that energy, that clean energy, back into the grid and maybe making money off it.
Kohler admits the price tag for technologies such as solar and wind may turn some people away from that option. However, he says widespread adoption can drive costs down.
Public policy can help drive those technologies, get them installed, and provide the right incentives to move us in this direction and away from the what's historically been the cheaper but dirtier energy sources.
Adopting zero energy standards could cut U.S. energy consumption by 11%. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.